This is Get Your Goddess Groove On Radio. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens with me, Laura Hosford. Do you feel like life is a mystery to be solved? That you must stand alone in this life? Listen deeply, beloved soul, and hear my call. I am your waking inner goddess speaking to you. I am here to call you home and activate your deepest prayer inside of you. As an emissary for the goddess, I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace to guide you forward in transcending your consciousness and becoming the change you wish to see in the world. Now get ready and join me as we get your goddess groove on right now. Hello and welcome to Get Your Goddess Groove On with me, Laura Hosford, and welcome. So if this is the first time that you're joining me here on my show, welcome. If you have come before, thank you for coming back and welcome again. And happy Friday to you here where I am in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a beautiful, beautiful day here in July, and it's Friday, one of my favorite days of the week. And yeah, so looking forward to having a wonderful show with you today. And I also would like to invite you to call in with any questions that you would like to ask me today. I'm more than happy to take your questions or even give you a mini intuitive reading today. Hopefully the number is there. I think it's a 1-800 number there. Or you can go out to the transformationtalkradio.com and get that number. All right. So today, what our show is about today is I wanted to share with you some messages of inspiration and hope today. With everything going on in the world and everything that we're going through, right, that is affecting every single person on this planet. And that's almost 8 billion souls now. It's amazing. It's like, wow, that's a mind-boggling number. But knowing that it's all divinely guided, right, and hope to help you to connect in a little bit more deeply in with your soul, with your essence, your source, with God, Goddess, whatever your word is for the higher power, or just your own innate divine power today. So to get started, why don't we just go into a brief meditation today, and I will just invite you now, and if you're in a safe place where you can stop for a few minutes and certainly not driving a car or anything, you can come back later and listen to the replay. But I'll invite you now just to bring your hand to your heart and for a moment just begin to deepen into your breath. And just begin for a few moments here during our call to just invite yourself to connect in with those beautiful divine feminine energies of the goddess that are wanting to really bubble up inside of you, that are wanting to flow with your being and your essence more and more. And so the beautiful goddess energy is in all of life. It's in men and women, it's in nature, it's in animals, it's everywhere. For she is the creatrix of life. She is the one who, from the formless, the sort of invisible realm, we come into this earthly experience, and everything that we see here in the form is part of that beautiful creation. So today I'll just invite you now to start off with a beautiful prayer, and I'll just invite you to close your eyes and just maybe connect in with your own breath. Our breath is, you know, breathing in the beautiful energies of Divine Mother and Divine Father energies, the peaceful energies of the Holy Spirit. Just for a moment. So just allowing yourself to breathing in through the nose very, very deeply, exhaling your lungs as deeply as you can. Maybe imagining them just really deepening down, almost down into your belly, right? And then exhaling through the mouth. And as you do that, you know, just dropping your shoulders, just letting everything go. You don't need to carry all this tension or stress or anxiety or whatever you're feeling right now. You can just release it into and back to the goddess, and she'll take it from you, and she will transform those energies back into love, into pure, pure benevolent love. Beautiful. So let's now take another deep breath in, a deep breath out. Again, just relaxing your body. Ah, maybe making a sound, just letting it all go and letting the energy begin to open by opening that beautiful crown chakra here at the top of the head. And maybe you can just, with your imagination, begin inviting in a light or just inviting in a beautiful energy to begin to flow down the front of your spine, just flowing down the front of you, front and center. Beautiful. And just asking this beautiful light now to begin to just expand its flow within you. And just visualizing or sensing or hearing or seeing or just knowing, however it's coming to you, is perfectly fine. Just through our intention, it's through our intention we begin to connect with this beautiful celestial light of the goddess. This beautiful angelic light, beautiful. And you may feel this light coming in and just allow it to move through the body, moving down the central channel through all of your main chakras, moving out through the base chakra, and also moving down onto your hips, moving down onto your legs, moving all the way down into your ankles, feet, and toes. Let's take another deep breath and just allowing yourself to relax completely as best as you can. And now just taking a moment to check in with your body for a moment and see where you might be holding some tension in your body. Perhaps you're experiencing even some pain today. And let's just take a moment to, with our intention and our breath, breathe into that place of pain or tension. And again, setting our intention to invite in this beautiful healing light of the goddess to begin to move into that area where we're feeling some tension or some pain, or maybe it's some anxiety or stress, anywhere in the body. And you know, if you can't really pinpoint an area, that's okay. Just set your intention for the healing energy of the goddess to begin to work on you and to send that energy. And you can ask your higher self. Your higher self will send the energy where it's most needed in your body. Beautiful. And just breathing and relaxing. Beautiful. Because the more relaxed that we can get, the more that we can open to receive in these healing frequencies of light, the more we can release any rigid structures that we may be, you know, rigid beliefs that we may be holding on to, conditioning beliefs, any kind of what we call blocks, you know, energy where energy is blocked, where energy is not flowing, because we want our energy, we want our life force, our chi, our prana, to be flowing through every cell on our body and every space in between without restriction. And you can now bring yourself into that beautiful alignment. And now just asking this beautiful healing light of the goddess with respect and humility to again just begin to just dissolve and wash away. Just to dissolve, delete, wash away these energies that are heavy and dense. It could be even some trauma that you're holding in your body. It could be anything at all that really is not you, the not the true you, meaning that it's not in alignment or it's not the energy, the original energy essence of you that was part of your divine blueprint that we talk about. Your kind of unique energy blueprint that was created when you were created as an individual spark of life by God Goddess. And so we'll just ask for anything to be washed, to be removed, to be dissolved. It's ready to be let go. And you don't even have to know what that is. Just set your intention now. Beautiful. And now bring in your focus into your heart space for just a moment with your hand there. And now breathing into your heart space for just a moment, begin to see a beautiful triangle forming in your heart space. And just imagine breathing in the beautiful divine energies of the Divine Mother and Divine Father now coming together in this beautiful trinity within you, along with your own I Am presence, your inner child. I like to call her the magical child. And just invite the three energies to come in, forming this beautiful trinity of balance, of peace, of harmony. And now just imagine flipping on a light switch in the center of that triangle, that trinity, and turning on the pure essence of you, your pure particles of divinity. Take a moment to breathe into that space. And now feeling that shift in your consciousness and your being, as you come into this perfect harmony and balance, you begin to tap into that beautiful place of peace deep within your heart center. Beautiful. And just inviting that place of peace to begin to expand throughout your body and being. Just asking the energy now to move into your mental realm, our thinking realm. And just asking for what it feels like to feel peace in my mental realm. And just ask to be aligned with that perfect vibration of peace, for that to be downloaded now into your mental realm, your thinking mind, bringing that beautiful energy, that pure crystalline white light of peace to surround you, to begin to permeate that mental layer. Beautiful. And now just asking your higher self now to anchor this beautiful vibration of peace into your being so that it is there for you to access at any time, at any place that you need to tap into it. And that when you ask, that you're immediately taken here into this place of calm and harmony so that you will not be taken into a place of chaos, that if you feel yourself going into a place of chaos or conflict, that you can come back here and breathing into that space. Beautiful. And now I'm going to ask your higher self to now take you into your emotional body, in your emotional realm, and to begin to bring in a beautiful wave of pure pink frequency and color and vibration of unconditional love. And just going to ask your higher self now to begin to send this beautiful pink wave of love into your emotional body and to begin to work through your emotional body to begin to now clear and cleanse and dissolve any traumas that you may be holding on to, any places of wounding that need healing. And just allowing this energy just through your intention. Again, you don't have to know the specifics. We're just asking for the beautiful goddess to work on our behalf. And if you're having any memories come up, from your childhood or from your past or even today. We ask this beautiful pink wave of love now to bring emotional healing and clearing to you and your, especially into your inner child, your magical child, so that she can feel safe in her body, in this body, this beautiful body temple, dissolving any anxiety or stress or fear or worries, particularly around anything coming up around our root chakra, about the future and about what we're hearing or seeing or witnessing in the outer world. And now just allowing that beautiful, soft, pink, nurturing energy and just surrendering into this place of softness. And as you do, you're going to feel your body just soften. And as you soften and relax, you receive this healing, the healing grace of the mother. And again, we'll just ask that energy to move to any places that within your body, within your chakra system, on the emotional level, to just do that magic and bring you back into a state of peace and harmony and joy and happiness and love. And for you to be able to experience that now, just as God Goddess always intended for you to have, for you to have this beautiful experience here on the earth in a beautiful experience of what it feels like to know joy and love and happiness all the time, not just some of the time, but all the time. So taking a deep breath in, I'm now going to ask for this beautiful energy of the emerald green healing light to begin to move now in and through the top of your head, inviting in the beautiful energies of Archangel Raphael to bring in this beautiful energy healing light now to the level of your physical body. And you can see this color or sense of vibration or however it's showing up for you is perfectly fine. Just now with your intention, just opening to receive this beautiful green healing light as Archangel Raphael begins to move that light, working with your higher self, into the level of your physical body and being. Again, just bringing healing now to your body, Deva. She is her own conscious, sentient being. And so your spirit, your soul, rides within her. And so at any place today that she needs some healing, anywhere, including her own emotions, because it's through her emotions that she processes and ascends in her own consciousness and vibration, we'll ask the beautiful green healing light to move anywhere in the body that she's experiencing pain or discomfort. Just clearing and cleansing and dissolving all that away. Removing any heavy burdens that she might be carrying, any trauma that she suffered, including any emotional trauma or verbal trauma, any physical trauma, anywhere in her body that she may be holding any pain or suffering or misery energy, any old programming that is instructing her to live that way, because you have a choice. And so you can choose right now to begin to heal your body. And we'll send that energy into the cells of your body in the space in between, all the way through. Breathing in, breathing out. And now just anchoring all of this energy into your body from head to toe. And let's bring your energy and attention all the way down through the body to the feet. And now asking this healing light to move in and through your particles, your atoms, your cells, into your very quantum fields, bringing complete healing and wholeness and balance and peace and harmony to your life right now. For your full divine blueprint to be completely restored to its authentic, original divine blueprint expression. And breathing that in, okay? And settling into that beautiful. So I want you to continue to breathe into that space, and we're going to take a short break and we'll be back in just a few minutes. All right, thank you.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amira Beth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit AmiraBeth.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So I'm just going to invite you to continue to relax and receive the beautiful healing energies of the goddess as we continue our healing conversation today. So I wanted to move into sharing with you a little bit about some of the beautiful messages that have been shared with me from both Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene, who I work very closely with. I'm very, very honored to work with them. And they've been a huge blessing in my own life and my own journey. So most of us know Mother Mary, right, as being the mother of Jesus, of Yeshua. And she's the beloved mother of the Christ. And she's also known as the Queen of Angels and for her healing work. And so she works really with particularly those who are closely associated with working with children or teachers or healers. She also works with Archangel Raphael as well. She's also a high priestess, and we don't hear much about that if you've grown up in a more traditional, you know, upbringing and through the church, maybe through the Catholic Church or Christian church. And so you may not know or realize about Mother Mary and some of those other beautiful qualities and things that were not so much talked about in the more traditional messages from the Bible. However, Mother Mary has really shown to me a whole different, you know, a new side to her over these last few years that I've been working with her and helping me to understand just, you know, how much there is within all of us, you know, all of us, both women and men, and how when we begin to have the courage to walk into really surrendering into our own, what I call our own inner goddess self, our angelic goddess self, and we begin to really surrender into opening up a new pathway of letting go of the past and beginning to just step into the unknown, if you will, and really beginning to just open up to a whole new paradigm, a whole new paradigm shift of consciousness that we talk about a lot today, of moving into the new earth, a new earth vibration, which is really coming into a whole new foundation of being founded in the energy of what we call unity consciousness, on the foundation of peace and of divine, I say divine love. So this is the whole big shift that we're in here today in this very special time on the earth, a special evolution that we're all in today. And so Mother Mary has been sharing with me about what are the, you know, important steps to take. What are the keys to entering into what Master Jesus taught us is entering into the peace beyond understanding, to entering into the kingdom of heaven, which is found within. And so, you know, a lot of us, if not all of us, I think, are on our journey to find that. We all want to discover peace. We all here in humanity, it doesn't really matter, you know, what religion, what country, what our sex is. It doesn't really matter. None of that really matters in the sense that we are all beautiful beings of love and light. We are all created, you know, equally, really, in the image of God, Goddess. And so that kind of bigger message, that bigger, you know, divine opening of being able to really not to have that experience. It's really about, you know, we all want to have that experience in our human experience right now. And so that is the new world. That's the new earth vibration that we're opening up into right now. And so the way to get to that vibration, though, of course, is through your own inner being, through your own inner source. And this is the challenge, you know, the world, the outer world, which is just an illusion, but seems very real, right? Because it's so physically tangible. But what we're being invited into is we're being invited into to this new place and the new space and this new earth vibration that's really coming up on Mother Earth, literally coming up through what we call the earth grids, the energy grids around the earth. They're also called the ley lines. And those are actually being restored today with these very beautiful high-frequency plasma energies of the Mother. And as these energies are restored on Earth, everything is being renewed. A good example of that right now is really Mother Nature. And this is something I've noticed a few years ago of how, you know, the colors are even changing. You know, the sky seems bluer, the clouds seem brighter, the sun seems brighter, the trees, you know, seem greener. I go outside in the morning and have a cup of coffee and just sitting on my deck and listening to, you know, the sounds of nature, the birds, and, you know, just it seems like everything is just coming into this whole new vibration of life. And that's where we can begin to connect in with this new earth vibration. It really isn't something that is really as difficult, I think, as we sometimes as humans can make it to be, right? And so really, you know, what Mother Mary shared with me is it's really about allowing our heart to move forward and kind of forward and center and begin to lead the way in allowing our ego, which is still required because that's really our personality, and we still have an ego. It's just we're kind of allowing the ego to take a back seat, if you will. We're kind of giving it a break. You know, we're kind of like, you know, allowing the ego to kind of get off the hook a little bit. And we're softening into this whole new way of being and living and creating in this new earth vibration of allowing our heart to lead. So what does that really look like? Let's talk about that for a minute. And, you know, sometimes we feel like that we're in this place of struggle and struggling to, you know, find the answers, to release, you know, ways of being, to let go of unhealthy habits, to heal our traumas and our addictions and all of these things, right? And so one of the things that Mother Mary's taught me is really about, you know, that we don't have to know all the answers. We don't have to know all the answers. And it's okay for us to just kind of, you know, sit back and to just surrender into, and the word is surrendering into the unknown, surrendering into not knowing the answer, and to allowing the energy of the mother and the heart to begin to lead the way. So what this looks like is looking sometimes for synchronicities, right? When I see a lot of synchronicities coming into my own life, you know, it's very magical. It's kind of a magical quality of energy. You know, it's just happening in like a natural flow of things. So this is one of the biggest signs and things you can look for. Now, is your life going to be, you know, day to day looking in that kind of way? Not necessarily, because our life is not a perfect linear straight line. Life is not like that, right? We all know that. In fact, you know, life is more like a spiral. It's more like a vortex. And, you know, even our body is a vortex of energy. And if you were to look deeply into the cells of your body, you would see little tiny spirals of energy in all of your cells and throughout your body. And that's actually a really good visualization to do in your meditation time, because it really begins to get you into this whole new wavelength of the new earth vibration as well. Because things in the quantum field don't work in that ABC, you know, like we were brought up in the third dimension. In the things of the new world of heaven and that space of heaven, which is the fifth dimension, in the quantum reality, things just begin to come to us. Things just begin to show up in our world. So the more that we can, through our prayers, through our intentions, you know, through our mantras, through our words, you know, harmonizing with that intention and that vibration, the more that we are walking into the path of that quantum field, and the more we're opening into that world. What does that world look like, and what does that world feel like? Well, it's when you're in that space of more peace and more harmony, you're experiencing more, you know, happiness, you're experiencing more innocence, where you're just allowing yourself to be. You know, you're allowing yourself to be what I call in the space of the magical child, and just wondering and daydreaming about, and even going to the energy of curiosity about, I wonder what my life is going to look like, you know, next month or in a few months, you know, and these are some of the things I would love to bring into my life and manifest. And, you know, just really being in that space of being really free and open, you know, without, you know, limitations, right? And so, however your way is to do that, and we all have kind of our ways of doing that, you know, maybe you do that in your prayer time, in your meditation time, maybe you do that when you're exercising, you know, maybe you do that when you're painting or you have a hobby, maybe you do that when you're out in nature. It's really about shifting our energy and our energy flow into releasing, you know, the past, meaning, you know, the previous ways of being that we've all been in for thousands of years, right? And so it's not about going back and really even rehashing or analyzing or even trying to get into the details of those things. We're well beyond that now. And so really it's about just opening up to this new space, this new paradigm of playing as your magical child, as your creator self, and beginning to align and shift and really practice. And so I use the word practice because we're all learning how to do this. We're all learning how to be in this new way of being and living and existing and vibrating at this higher level of consciousness now, where our whole new foundation is living in a foundation of love and acceptance for what is, and just allowing things to really just be as they are without trying to figure it out, without trying to plan every detail, without trying to go into, you know, the old energy patterns we talk a lot about of trying to control outcomes. And so when you can allow yourself and you can have this intention to go deep within this space, and however you can get there, whatever is the best method and means, because you know yourself better than anyone else. You really, really do. And so, you know, allowing in and working with the goddess energy, and having her to come in and just help you to lead the way, helping you to connect with this new beautiful space, this new beautiful pool of inner stillness, the inner stillness. You can kind of think of it like, or maybe visualize, like I like to visualize it like the fountain of youth. It's like a deep, deep inner spring within me. It has this beautiful flowing, you know, wellspring of water. And that water is very pure. It's very holy. It's very innocent. It's very magical. And it's always flowing. And I can go and I can tap into that wellspring of that ever flowing energy of eternal life through myself. You know, I don't need to go to any church. I don't need to go to any other person. I don't need to go anywhere other than just, you know, asking for that beautiful, magical inner spring to come up and through me and to just to be reconnected to it more and more and more. And as that flow begins to increase and I begin to live more into that flow, right? I begin to just through the intention of aligning with that flow and inviting that flow to live through my life, through my body, you know, through my very being, which is on my mental level. You know, it's my thinking mind, it's my emotional level, it's my spiritual level, and it's in my physical level. And so as I set that beautiful intention and I begin to really tap into the daydreams of my heart, the desires of my heart, what I would like to bring through on this earth, that's how we anchor into this new flow. This is how we anchor into that new fifth dimensional space. And so I'll just invite you to feel into that, feel into the truth of that for yourself and feel into that energy. Does this ring true for you? And invite that in more and more into your life, because this is the bridge between the third dimension and the fourth dimension. This is what we call the rainbow bridge. And this is what's going to take you and anchor you into that new life that you've been dreaming of, that you want to create for yourself, that new Garden of Eden that you've been looking for. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk some more about that when we turn.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So you're probably thinking, oh my goodness, how can we be creating this Garden of Eden? How can I bring forth my dreams and my heart's desires that, you know, may have been there for a long time, maybe your entire life, maybe they've been there, you know, since your childhood. And this is a great question, a wonderful question. And so right now we really are in this beautiful, special time here on the earth, because we're actually going through a rebirthing here on the earth. And so our beautiful conscious being, Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, is also transitioning her consciousness and moving into this new vibration we've been talking about from the previous experience of Earth and the third dimensional realm, now moving into this higher frequency of what we call unity consciousness. It is the energy of heaven. And so as Mother Earth is ascending, you know, over this kind of 30-year window, which I think we're about halfway through, we also here in humanity are also ascending with her in our consciousness, in our perception of life, you know, opening up to this new, bigger way of being and living through the heart chakra and allowing the heart to lead the way. And so, you know, as we go through this kind of rebirthing of Mother Earth, this rebirthing that humanity is going through, we are literally creating a new, what we call, womb of the world. And so each of us as individual creators are now, you know, kind of being primed, if you will. We've been in training for a long time to, you know, working on our inner work. And, you know, letting go of our blocks, our beliefs, our ancestral patterns, you know, all the inner work that we have been doing. And so it's now time. It's now time for this great rebirth into the new earth vibration, which is coming very, very soon. And we are really opening up to and we'll begin to see a whole new heaven on earth, which is now actually rising up, literally rising up through the cracks of the falling old paradigm, right? We talked about through Mother Nature. So, you know, it all comes back to, though, coming back through you, because we're all each individual conscious co-creators. And so this is where we are now being invited to go ahead and really not to wait. I mean, there's no reason. There's There's nothing for you to wait for. You've, you know, been on this beautiful, tremendous journey of learning here, coming in, incarnating into this human experience for eons and eons of time. And so now it is time for you to begin to realize the fruits of your labors for many, many thousands of years. And this was the message that I wanted to share with you today that Mother Mary shared with me when I was actually in the south of France in September 2019 at this beautiful church, Basilica of Notre Dame in Limoux, France. And so when you go into this beautiful church, there is a beautiful alcove there with a beautiful statue of Mother Mary holding Jesus and also the Black Madonna. And so as I tapped into the flow of energy there, Mother Mary began to bring through this beautiful message that I wanted to share with you today that has to do with our time now. So what she shared is the fruits of our labors are now. She said, lifetimes of pain and suffering are now over. It's now time to rest and to play and enjoy life again in new ways. And that right now our wombs are being prepared, and we all have a womb. Even men have a womb. So a womb is our creative space. It is, it sits right there below our second chakra, and it is the place that we do bring through powerful creative energy. And so right now, whether you're a man or a woman, your wombs are being prepared for new light structures and to be connected to these beautiful ley lines we talked about here on Mother Earth. And as these beautiful new high-frequency plasma energies are coming in and are filling up these ley lines again, then each of us are connected, you know, to these beautiful ley lines on the earth through our wombs. And this is now bringing up new frequencies of light, new light codes, new creation codes that are being birthed within our human experience, so that then we can now begin to play and create a beautiful new, really, Garden of Eden here that we're all carrying that dream within our heart, right? What we want to bring through, what brings us happiness, what brings us joy in our own unique individual way. But at the same time, as we tap into that dream, we tap into that vision that's really etched into our heart space, it's going to be a beautiful contribution to this new world that we're building. I can't wait. I can't wait to see it. And so, you know, Mother Mary shared that receiving all that you can, all that is within your heart already, it's all already there. You know, it's really just about with your intention, with your prayer, with your focus, just bringing your focus more and more to align with that, to, you know, become enmeshed, you know, within that passion that you have flowing through you. Whatever that passion is, it can be anything. You could be a painter, it could be a musician. You may love to write poetry. You may love to just write. You may love to garden. You know, maybe you're a beekeeper and you love bees and you're reestablishing, you know, the bees. Whatever that dream, whatever that is, that's your soul's mission and purpose that's now beginning to bubble up deep inside of you, your job right now is to carry that forward, is to focus on bringing all of your energy to that energy vibration, to not look back, right? And to just simply walk forward into becoming that vibration more and more and more. And so Mother Mary shared with me, we just need to let the past go, to let it all go, so we can begin to receive more of this vibration. We can step more fully into our own special gifts, because we all were given beautiful special gifts that are in our divine blueprint. And so as, you know, we step into and anchor in this new vibration, literally into our bodies, you know, into our experience, then it's kind of like light switches being turned on and new magnetic energy and new electric energy coming in literally into our body and being. And this is how we become, you know, more expressive of our own quantum nature, our own quantum field. And so she says, you know, to connect to the celestial realms of heaven, which is where we're all being connected, to receive the beautiful plasma energies, the rainbow lights, and all these beautiful new frequencies that are coming in, these new colors, these new sounds, these new vibrations. We just need to open. We just simply need to open to receive and be willing to receive, to soften literally our fields and allow this whole inversion of energy, this infusion of energy to just come and blend with us. And, you know, she shared with me that we are so blessed and that we are all so loved way beyond our, what our even human comprehension is, that we even have of a definition maybe of what love is. And to hear this calling, to hear this calling and to take it into your heart, take it into thy bosom, thy breath, thy body, thy heart, thy heart. And remember who you are truly, and to begin to just allow yourself to awaken into this truth on a much deeper level. Mother Mary shared with me that because we are humans and we're not meant to be perfect, we still have, you know, a full range of emotions, and those emotions serve as our guide. And yes, sometimes we can go into fear, we can go into chaos, we go into anxiety. It's part of our human experience. And so she shared with me that if you feel that you're going into that anxiety, you're going into insecurity, or, you know, maybe you're feeling some fear, maybe you're in a place of going into survival energy, all of these things that we, that are being shaken up right now, you know, on the earth and with everything that's happened, that to come to her and to ask for her to come to you and to lean into her for safety, to lean into her for comfort, for all your needs. And she shared with me that she's only a touch and a whisper away, and that all of us can connect with her energy, that all we need to do is just to, you know, enter into the stillness of our heart, enter into our breath, enter into that central place of your very core of your beingness, however you do that for you, and just to ask for her to come in and to comfort you. She's the great comforter. She is an emissary. She's an advocate. She's a holder of the Christ consciousness frequency, and that lives within you and your divine blueprint and for what you are here to experience. So it really is not complicated. It's really just a matter of, again, setting intention, setting a prayer to begin to invite Mother Mary in, to begin to hear her whisper, to enfold you in a blanket of love, of peace, of harmony, to begin to connect you into that new earth vibration so that it can become more of your experience now, anchored into your body and being and presence in every single way that you have an envision, that you have dreamt about in your heart. And, you know, Mother Mary is also a high priestess. She, you know, she talks about and can help you to understand this is the second coming of Christ. The second coming of Christ in the big picture, in the of what's happening today, and in reminding us all that we are already holders, frequency holders in our divine blueprint and consciousness of the Christ consciousness frequency. We all came from the light, and we are all now returning to the light. You are already a beautiful radiating being, eternal being of this love and this light that you hold within. You already hold that space of the Trinity within your heart. So however you want to connect with that, however you want to begin to bring that into your life, is totally there for you in every single way. You're totally supported by Mother Mary, by Yeshua, by Mary Magdalene, by all the beautiful ascended masters, your galactic star families. We have so much love and support all around us. Simply reach out, beloved, and ask for that support. And you are loved and you are supported in each and all ways. All right, everyone. So I have enjoyed this time with you today, enjoyed this healing conversation with you today. Before I leave, I did want to mention my special offer today that I have for joining me on the show. And you can go out to my website, or you can go to the Transformation Radio Show website on my page. And there's a special offer of receiving 50% off a Celestial Soul Light activation in session if you'd like that. Would love to have a session with you. It would be my honor and pleasure to do so. So thank you so much for your time, your love, your support, and joining me today. Welcome your comments and questions. And thank you so much. And until next time, namaste, be blessed, and be well. All right, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Get Your Goddess Groove On with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I provide you with a healing sanctuary for awakening and rebirthing your own divine connection with the goddess. It is time to embody the sacred rebel goddess you came to be. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.laurahosford.com.